WMAL, Radio 63, Washington, D.C. Of the hour on the hour from American Information Radio. I'm Dave Burkett, and at this hour, President Carter will order federal action over the weekend, if necessary, to end the coal strike. The White House passed that word today and also said the president still hopes for a negotiated settlement. Governor Milton Schaaf of Pennsylvania and two other coal state governors met with the president at the White House this afternoon. Afterwards, Governor Schaaf put some public pressure on the coal operators.
The critical nature of this situation is such that unless they accept it, the president has no other option but to move as he has indicated he will move by this weekend, because time is running out, the coal piles are dwindling, and we will have real havoc in this nation with millions of people thrown into out of work.
Governor Schaaf, at Mine Workers Headquarters District 17 in Charleston, West Virginia, Dewey Christian, president of Local 1054, told ABC's Roger Peterson he is against working under Taft-Hartley and binding arbitration.
Taft-Hartley is out. I mean, we don't respond to Taft-Hartley. We feel that it just isn't a democratic process. And binding arbitration, to me, is out, because anytime we go to arbitration, we wind up on the short end of the stick.
Dewey Christian of United Mine Workers Local 1054. A Nazi march in Illinois. That story coming up.
When you go places, the show.
Like me, you're on the go a lot. When I travel, I love Sheraton show places. When you travel on business, you will too. Beautiful accommodations, good food, great locations, fine places to entertain, excellent service. Call toll free 800-325-3535 or have your travel agent call 800-325-3535. One call and you're in business. When you go places, the show.
The last legal obstacle to an American Nazi Party march through Skokie, Illinois, was removed today. In Chicago, ABC's Hugh Hill talked with Mike Whalen, the duty officer of the party, about the reasons for the march into Skokie in April.
Up until we decided to march into Skokie, we had been unsuccessful in dramatizing the fact that we're not allowed to speak. So ever since that time, it has been given attention, and now a lot of people realize the fact that our rights have been taken away from us.
American Nazi Party duty officer Mike Whalen. The march by the Nazis is for April 20th, Hitler's birthday. Skokie is the home of some 50,000 Jews, including several thousand survivors of the Nazi Holocaust. And the regional director of the Anti-Defamation League says he plans to appeal today's decision allowing the march to higher courts, as does the city of Skokie. Former federal judge William Webster was sworn in today to a 10-year term as director of the FBI. Webster promised the FBI under him will do the work that the American people expect in the way the Constitution demands. The Federal Communications Commission has voted to decide whether American Telephone and Telegraph's monopoly of long-distance telephone service should be thrown open to competition. U.S. automakers report their three-month sales slump is over, that there was a 12% increase in mid-February car sales. The sales slump itself was blamed on the severe wintry weather. This is American Information Radio. A story on anti-pollution rules in a moment.
Announcing the great Dodge option sale. Now Dodge Adventurer and Adventurer SE pickups have Prospector option packages with special reduced sale prices. Popular options that would be considerably more if purchased separately. And there are special option packages on four-wheel drive Ram Chargers, too. They come to your Dodge dealer at prices that let him help you save during the great Dodge option sale. Dodge, the fastest growing truck company in America.
The The administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says he will issue tough new rules this year. Administrator Douglas Kossel promises rules setting pollution discharge limits and dictating the kind of equipment used to keep the environment clean. Kossel says his agency has shifted emphasis to keeping potentially harmful pollutants out of the environment rather than cleaning them up after the damage has been done. And Kossel says this is true even when specific dangers remain unproven. Dave Burkett, ABC News, for American Information Radio.